Did you hear about the dude who, the Venezuelan guy, that might be a false flag?
No, what is this?
Dude, there was a, so the president of Venezuela, who apparently is like a socialist dictator, which
Yeah.
is funny how, I will say briefly that socialism does find its way into some pretty bad place. Like every time, like, dude, seriously, it works. I'm like, all right, there's some good models and there's Venezuela. It's funny starving under a socialist regime. Like, nah, dude, we're sharing. Everyone's like, dude, we don't have anything. So
Yeah, they always point to like Scandinavia. They're
yeah.
like, look at that. And it's like, well.
Couple of watchmakers. Dude, no, there was an amphibious attack, quote-unquote, claims there was an amphibious attack on the Venezuelan president. They said they were trying to oust him. And there
Really?
was dude, there was a he said he found two American soldiers, and then there was like they went and it's actually really funny. So apparently there's a group, basically like the movie Extract, that goes around and does private
You love
work.
the movie Extract.
Dude, I didn't think it was real. Apparently the movie Extract's real and their next target
What,
was Pentagon.
private work like Blackwater?
Well, this guy has a website being like, yeah, exactly. But there's this firm started up being like, hey, governments, if you want to like, instill democracy, you can hire us and we'll instill democracy for you. Basically saying like, we correct injustice if you pay us. There's some weird ass website. So there's a guy. So basically, the Venezuelan president came out with all these dudes rounded up. And he's like, all these motherfuckers just try to attack me. I killed a bunch of them. Here's two Americans. Here's their passports. Donald Trump. Organized an attack on me because America put out a bounty on this guy, on the Venezuelan president. America did put out a bounty on him, saying like, "We'll give you guys, I forget what it is, like
Yeah.
$20 million to like bring us this dude." So like, if you capture the president of Venezuela,
What?
America will give you money. They put, I mean, they fucking Tekashi 6ix9ine put the hit out on him, like he did to
Damn.
fucking what's his name, Keefe.
It's so sick to put out like it's always funny when you see like a bounty on somebody that's still like you're getting paid like a backup quarterback. Like it's like, holy shit, dude, if I turn in the warlord in my village that's been beheading all my friends and family, I get to get paid like the backup quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. I can also make second string NFL money.
Exactly. And I think it is something like that. It's like they offer like 20 mil for this
In the
dude.
Middle East, they'll be like 10 grand for it's like, dude, hook them up a little. Just be like, everything's free. If you do this, we're gonna send you to America and everything's free.
A year supply of pizza
Yeah, dude. They get like half court shot rewards. They're like, we'll give you a fucking Mazda, but you got to pay the taxes.
if you take out. We'll tax you 40% on it. Yeah, the yeah, man. So they went for this guy. Also, okay, so the government and the CIA are claiming, like, dude, we had nothing to do with this, but there was an amphibious attack. So these dudes pulled up on Venezuela soil trying to go get this guy, and the way they pulled it, so the whole thing foiled. America's like, yo, we had nothing to do with it. Some dude apparently from Florida was like, yo, I did that. Some guy, he's an ex-troop. He was like, that was me. And he's like, so now he apparently was going around to everyone being like, we got to get these guys out. Because now Venezuela has two Americans to kind of barter with. And like now like America
Well,
has to go get them.
I think
Sort of.
that we should leave those dudes there.
Well, they're apparently
If they were mercenaries, leave them there.
Operation Gideon, dude. They're there to free the Venezuelan people. And what they did, apparently, according to this guy, one of the there's like nine people they interview, but there's the dude, I forget his name, but he was the one who said he organized it. There's two people who got captured. Then there was the guy they think that the guy who claimed he did it was actually working for was a it was like a drug lord or guy who got arrested on drug charges who's like working with the United States. But what
Yeah.
they allegedly did was went into like Venezuela, like poor Venezuela, like towns who were like pissed off with the leader. And we're like, yo, we're part of Donald Trump's secret army. Do you guys want in? And apparently, like 100 Venezuelans were like, fuck yeah, dude, that sounds sick as
I would
fuck.
join.
I know.
Someone's like, yo, I'm with a secret army.
It's Trump's secret army, dude. And they were like, who, Trump? Like, yeah, dude, fucking from that show. And they're like, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I remember
Let's
that.
go get our let's go get this guy's fucking head. So then apparently, but they're also calling it could be they're like a lot of people are being like, it's a Venezuelan false flag. Because the guy wants to keep lockdown. So they're saying, like, dude, they're like, okay, so somehow this
Wait,
guy,
Venezuela's in
yeah, they're in
lockdown?
COVID lockdown. Some
Really?
people are saying, which is weird. The Associated Press is like, yeah, well, Venezuela might be wanting to extend their lockdown just to kind of take advantage of their citizens. Anyway, wear your mask. And it's like, what the
Yeah.
fuck? All right, man.
Anyway, we're gonna push ours to July. It's like, wait, why? Yeah. We're not gonna get. Don't even get me into it. Don't.
Dude,
even
don't get me started. But yeah, that
dude,
was.
Don't get me started.
That was funny, man. The idea of an unplanned amphibious. It doesn't make sense that there was just these random dudes who were like, "All right, we're gonna go capture the leader." It's fucking like a Pineapple Express. It's like these dudes.
Yeah.
They're like, "We're gonna go capture the leader of Venezuela," and they just like, I guess, took a boat from Florida and just like landed up. But they said that he was like the security on Venezuela's border exactly where, because apparently the Operation Gideon got infiltrated by the Venezuelan regime. So they knew it was coming. So they were just ready.
Do
for
we
it.
Suck? Does America just suck? Are we North Korea? Like, we can't even fucking do anything. We can't even fuck up Venezuela.
I think this was a Venezuelan false flag. Or it could have been a botched CIA operation. But again, the CIA would have fucked. They would butt fuck that guy if they want him.
I don't know. I think they fucked up in Cuba too. The little Bay of Pigs action. I think they tried to do this. We've tried to do this and failed a couple times, which is so gay, dude. It's like just
win. Get it done.
Win. If you don't get embarrassed and get captured.
Yeah, for real, dude.
Just some dude dressed like in like a tropical fucking dictator outfit has a gun to your head on TV. You suck.
Yeah, man. The guy looks exactly like he looks like the guy who's the president or whatever of Venezuela looks exactly like a drug lord. And his
he's just dressed like they're all dressed like they're selling liquor in a television commercial, like some sort of like this coconut rum.
Yeah, it's definitely like fat guy in charge territory.
Well, that rules.
President's, it's sick, dude. It's really fucking sick.
They're always
sick.
Fat guys with like Gaddafi kind of guy. Gaddafi was like, he started getting fat and he was pretty awesome, I think, when he was fat.
Think about living in a society where that swag. You get like fat and people are like, yo, whoa, careful.
Yeah, you get fat, you get some aviators, you put on you never served in the military. You just toss on a full military uniform and you're just like, I'll fucking kill everybody here.
Yeah, the president was running military. After they captured, like, the two Americans and the 100 defectors, they just did military drills, and the president was there, literally wearing the outfit you're describing, like a dark green shirt and aviators, just standing there, being like, one, two.
Yeah.
Just do a Major Payne voice.
He's like, now everybody do a roll. Do a roll real quick. Nice. That'll scare them. I wonder what the false flag, like, what Venezuela is going to get out of it. It's always funny that they, like, talk shit to
Yeah, I mean, imagine you're Venezuela, people are running out of food, morale's low, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, America just attacked us, but we were too strong. And they're like, fuck yeah, dude, we fought America? Like, yeah, we beat them, it's no big deal.
Yeah, next. America's pussies, dude. Who's next?
They were like, America just did a concentrated effort to attack us, and we happened to be right there with a bunch of soldiers. Like, apparently they attacked, like, their stronghold, and we're like, all right, we're going to get them out.
Yeah, that's some real North Korean balling fucking shit to just be like, yeah, America keeps trying to attack us, and we just literally fuck them up like every day.
I love to hear their history books. Like World War VII, America tried to attack us again. We launched a missile today. It took off on like 450 feet, killed everybody.
It rolled. Yeah, his stories of like Kim Jong-un, like – actually, I think it was Kim Jong-il who was the – wait, Kim Jong-un was the – older one. No, we
Kim
have
Jong, yeah, Kim Jong-un's the young gun.
Kim Jong-un's the current baller. Kim Jong-il was the papa.
Yep.
There were like stories about Kim Jong-il that he like shot like a 36 at golf. Like he had like 10 hole-in-ones.
Yeah, he did.
Like the stories were just like Kim Jong-un, I think in the textbooks was he never took a shit.
Like,
that's taught in school was the guy does not shit.
So they have like actual like mythology.
Yeah.
So they're like kind of like God.
Well, maybe.
Emperor,
maybe we are getting like, you know, secondhand shit, but yes.
Yeah, maybe it was like a cultural thing where it's like, yeah, that guy doesn't shit. Like when people are like, that guy's shit doesn't stink, but that guy doesn't shit.
Yeah, that guy doesn't shit.
That guy, if you think you don't shit, huh?
That actually makes more sense than shit don't stink.
Yeah, just take a nice
it is stuff. It is like a moment like when anybody's like trying to be authoritative or cool or anything like that. Like if you just think of them dumping. It's like, all right.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing.
Instant loss of credibility when I know that you poop. Some hot chick that thinks she's better than me, I'm like, I know you've had diarrhea, lady.
True.
Nothing you do is impressive right now.
I feel like girls get hit with diarrhea a good amount, too. I definitely
think so.
Well, dude, I fucked. I had a pill. Speaking of women shitting incessantly, I had.
Bin Laden was, and once people found out Bin Laden was actually the man,
was he sick?
Yes, dude. Any freedom fighter is actually pretty sick. Especially,
I mean, I remember. Yeah, look, that's true. That's true. That's true.
What he did stinks, and America rules. And the Navy SEALs killing him is one of my favorite movies to watch. I love it. I love knowing that Navy SEALs snuck into a guy's house at night and shot him in the head.
For sure.
One of my favorite things that we've done. But they should make a movie about him. He had a wild time too.
Yeah, dude.
He's living in caves, eluding capture.
True.
From a purely, if I was not American, I could see being like, I don't know, both those sides did a lot of fucked up things, and he was kind of the underdog.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if I lived in any country besides America, and some guys like, yo, we're gonna go fuck up America, I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck them up.
That'd be, I mean, dude, imagine watching Star Wars and being like, you're telling me I could go do that? Like, sign me the fuck up. I'll fuck yeah.
But I mean, imagine if Bin Laden was attacking China. If he was blowing up buildings in China, I'd still kind of be like, Bin Laden guy kind of rules, huh?
Yeah, big time.
Like if he was attacking any other empire, I'd be like, nice.
Yeah, dude, they ruled
when they destroyed the Soviets. That's when Afghanistan ruled. When the Mujahideen.
Yeah, true. That's when
now they're gay because they're fighting the boys, dude. They're trying to kill the troops. They're just fighting the troops. So I do take back. Damn, we're definitely not going to be allowed at the armory.
What? We're going to be allowed there.
We just supported Bin Laden, dude.
We didn't support Bin Laden. We said he was kind of, kind of cool. Said he was a badass.
Who's cooler, Kim Jong-un or UBL?
I mean, obviously, Kim Jong-un's still alive, even though Kim Jong-un was, he was gone for 3 weeks. His first appearance was at a fertilizer plant. Up at a fertilizer plant was like, what's up?
Well, they probably don't understand that a fertilizer plant isn't stunting. Like, that's probably stunting to them. That was probably like a legit, like, they thought I was gone, dude. Watch this flex. I'm at a fertilizer plant, dude. Who can stop me? That was probably like a hard flex in North Korea.
Soil's fucking popping, bro.
Yeah, how's your guys' soil? Stinks. Ours is the best. Our soil, dude, even though my people are eating each other. They have some fucking cool – I saw some cool propaganda from North Korea about, like, Americans have Pigeon Tuesday where we just eat pigeons because we're all poor.
What?
Yeah. There was a cool propaganda video from North Korea that came out that was like, Americans enjoy Pigeon Tuesday. And every day in the city in New York, because it's all just B-roll footage from, like, New York City. So they think United States is New York City.
It's just cuts of, like, Home Alone 2. Where, like, a pigeon flies off a park and an old lady throws bread.
Yeah. It's all like B-roll of homeless people in New York. Like, look at how shitty the Americans are, dude. This is what their whole country's like.
Fuck, man. Yeah. It's so funny.
But then they always brag about beating us. They captured like a warship during the Korean War.
And they
just will not stop. That's their number one trophy.
I mean, Venezuela just totally squashed Trump's fucking attempt to take him. Then again, the weirdest part is
– sucks, dude. We've never won a war.
I know, man. Like, we can't take
that. I used to
think
we were undefeated. It's like World War II, that was the Russians.
Yeah.
Vietnam took the L. Korea doesn't – I think it was a draw. I think it was
that was some bullshit.
Desert Storm, we fucked them up, dude. Actually, yeah, I take that back. The recent Middle East wars, I will give us Ws.
A lot of people would say
those are endless wars and we lost. False. Look at the numbers. I think we killed about – 7 million people.
For real?
No, I mean, we killed a lot of people in the last...
I mean, dude, again, you don't hear about ISIS anymore.
We killed way more people than ISIS.
Yeah.
But it's not, we did it. We did it for the right reason.
Yeah, I was reading, I was reading The Economist, and it goes all the countries, and it breaks down, like, stuff that's happening. And they were talking about Iraq, and they're like, Iraq just has a new leader, and, it's like, it's weird. They're like, America approves of this leader and like saying how this is all a good thing. I'm laughing. Like, that's funny. Like, they have to get Iraq has to get like American approval on their leaders. But then they're like, but with oil prices dropping, things are uncertain. Also, there was a rebel attack that killed 18 people. They blew up a shopping center.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Christ, man.
Yeah, we're like afraid of getting the flu right now. We're like, a couple of us could. I don't want to get a nasty cold. I'm not going outside.
Yeah.
Dude, people in Afghanistan go to like street festivals that literally get suicide bombed annually.
Yeah, dude. Boston Marathon. It's all day. Boston Marathon's all day, dude. In Iraq.
It's nothing but Boston. If they had the Boston Marathon and three people died,
yeah,
they wouldn't have. No one even at the event would have brought it up later.
It's like a parking ticket.
You would have gone home and been eating dinner and just been like, "Oh yeah, fuck." It was a fucking it was nothing. Don't worry.
They wouldn't even have looked for him. They'd be like,
they would have been like, "All right, what kind of loser put that together?" That was have you seen some of those? Dude, I've watched like some suicide bombings at these like prayer.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, it is like, it's crazy. It's a giant bomb in like a packed street of like people shoulder to shoulder. It's like people just get launched into the air. It's like, it's nuts, dude.
Well, imagine back in the day when
they're having a rough time.
That's a real rough time. Imagine
they're having a rough time.
Imagine before they had cable news, you know, I guess now they have their version of like cable TV and stuff or like the news. Yeah. Back then, like, you just lived on a farm, and some guy could just bend your ear and be like, "Yo, bro, you want to go to heaven? That's what you got to do." And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, it's better than the farm. Farm sucks.
It's like, I don't know. If you never had a book, you never had – all your knowledge relies on people being like, "Yo, guess what, kid," who are older than you. Be like, "Here's the deal." And you're like, "Thanks for telling me."
Yeah. Bro.
You're telling me I just got to go blow it? Okay, that's what's up. Swag.
they were doing – I mean, they still are to some extent using children – for their suicide bombs. They're using like 12-year-old orphans.
Yeah.
So they pick up like a 10-year-old and you're like, the explosion goes outwards. That's what the vest is for. It blows out so you don't get hit.
just
run into this fucking embassy.
Shoot your bomb vest at
like a little kid.
Oh my God. Doesn't understand bombs.
Yeah.
Oh, they probably adopt him. Like, you ready to go home to your family, little guy? Come on.
Yeah, come on. This is going to be awesome.
There's some guy in like a sweater and glasses. There's always a PhD mastermind. There's always like, if you're from Iraq and you get a history major, you're like going to lead a terrorist cell.
You are going to destroy people.
It's like Dr. Fasit Azava, and it's just some dude with like small glasses and a sweater.
Yeah. And a sweater. Always a sweater. You're exactly right. Always a sweater. They're either full religious garb or that guy.
Yeah.
There's two types.
Either you're like full religious garb, or you just went to Westchester University and have a bachelor's in history.
Yeah, and you had and somebody like drove by in a car and was like, "Fucking Muslim," and you're like, "All right, well,
I didn't want to have to do this, but
I'm moving to Yemen, and I'm gonna start a camp of like-minded dudes, and we are sick of it. We're gonna blow up other Muslims. We're gonna blow up the different Muslims." And Trump's funnier than most comedians.
Yeah.
It's a weird time.
No one wants to talk about that.
That Trump's the funniest dude?
Pretty much. And also the fact that like...
Dude, his turkey tweet, did you see that?
No, what happened? So, that he said bullshit?
No, not the bullshit one. This is like... So I guess the U.S. troops kind of like left the Kurds out to dry out in Syria. Kind of hung them out to dry, just like...
Under whose orders?
Good luck, guys. Trump daddies.
Okay.
He was like, "All right, we're coming home, boys.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished."
What the fuck are they doing in Turkey?
Kurdistan is like on the border of Syria and Turkey. It's not a country.
Okay.
Kurdistan is just a region.
Gotcha.
Within a country. Within two countries.
Hold up.
Possibly three. In Iraq also. Cause,
Kurdistan is like Washington, D.C. of the Middle East?
No. There's like places like where Khabib's from.
Okay.
Dagestan?
That's like a territory.
Dagestan is in Russia.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's a state.
That's where the tall Russian is that fought Rocky. He was from Dagestan.
Was he?
I think so.
No way.
Maybe. I could be wrong.
Drago was Muslim?
Oh, never mind. He wasn't Muz.
Yeah. Dagestan is Muz territory.
So, okay. So this is the Kurd territory.
Kurdistan, first off, that's who Saddam, he lied in his campaign. He did not love them forever. He turned on the Kurds pretty quick. He was gassing them.
Okay, so they're like a people. They're a people.
There are people that have always been at war with all the other Muzz.
Okay.
They just keep getting attacked. And they're kind of fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they've done horrific things. Everybody has. But like,
in a war zone, yeah, for fucking 1,000 years.
In a war zone for 1,000 years. I mean, and they're like holding their ground. Just like, come on, motherfuckers.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
So we like help them occasionally, but because... the Turks hate them, it's hard for us to help them because then it complicates our shit with Turkey.
Gotcha. So the Kurds are kind of good for fucking shit up in the Middle East for us.
But we can't help them too much because them and Turkey don't get along.
So
then when we got out of Syria, we kind of just left the Kurds there. And it's like, all right, well, Turkey's definitely going to fuck them up now. And then Trump tweeted, he was like, if Turkey does anything bad, I'll fucking destroy their economy.
I saw that.
And then he was like, in my infinite wisdom, and like, he said some shit like that. I was like, damn, he's wilding.
He's fucking wilding out, dude.
But yeah, he was also...
So he was saying, don't feel bad. The Kurds got paid.
He was like, the Kurds did their job. Like, we paid them to fight with us.
So he's like a Roman senator then. He's just like getting mercenaries and like, yo, they're my boys. Kurds are all citizens now.
Gaul, some tribe in Gaul had to fight for him. And he was like, all right, well, the war's over. See you guys.
Damn. Like,
well, you're leaving us with all the other tribes. Yeah. Well, you got paid.
Yeah, we'll call you.
You'll be all right.
We'll call you.
We have you know, there's a pile of gold where you live now. That'll help.
They're like Philadelphia comedy hosts that get hired like once every 6 months and they just fucking eat shit in the middle of the year. Damn, dude.
Yeah. So
what's going on with that? Is that why they're impeaching him? Why are they impeaching him? Because he called Turkey?
Backdoor deals with like Ukraine, I think, is what it was. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
But then he's just trying to be like, Biden did it too.
Fair.
Like, okay, well, he's not the president. Yeah. I don't know. It's also like, chances are they have a lot to impeach him on. Chances are they do, but I don't think they can. I still don't think anybody will get him on anything.
I don't know. I don't even know how the fuck that works.
Me neither.
Because it's like, you'll hear about Obama, like, he spied on U.S. citizens, did a bunch of drone strike the U.S. citizens. So it's like, when they're like, they got shit on Trump to impeach him, it's like, oh, I don't know, maybe. Do they? Do they not? Could they not? I think they can impeach every president. Probably. If you looked into their shit, you'd be like, okay, you're done.
Yeah.
So I don't know. When they say they got him, it's like, oh, he used the wrong calling card. And
people are like Jimmy Carter right now. You see that? Mm-hmm. Jimmy Carter's popular.
Why?
I don't know. Is he old? He's old as fuck.
Is he alive still?
Barely. But he still does like Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, okay.
He still does that. Like, that's all he just does that constantly. Oh, and they're getting W, dude. The Prez. This is a bad week for the Prez, dude.
They try to spin W into a good guy.
I noticed that.
Notice when you have friends who own the press, dude. Lying about weapons of mass destruction and causing a fucking war. Give it 10 years and pay your boy.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're sneaking candy to people. You're hanging out with Ellen. You're a little cutie pie.
He's just a painting old cutie.
He looks like he looks like a dummy from a ventriloquist. And he really does. And it's, dude, notice that. All of a sudden he's a good guy now?
That's my problem with him. I don't like him now.
Who's pushing that?
I miss the old W, dude.
When he has a windbreaker on from the Navy SEALs, like, we're going to go fight a fake war. Come on, let's go.
That's my guy.
I definitely didn't knock down the towers. Let's fucking roll. Come on, that was not me. Let's fucking get the guys who did it.
He was feeling himself after 9/11.
Oh, for sure.
He gave his megaphone speech, like the bullhorn down at Ground Zero, like opening pitch at a Yankees game. That was just a perfect strike.
Whoa. He threw some heat.
Then he landed on an aircraft carrier and was like, we fucking did it, dude. Suck our dicks, everybody. Like, he went on a tour of just like, I'm the man.
Swinging dick, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's hilarious that all of a sudden, he was like pretty fucking hated.
He's a war criminal.
Yeah, he was hated.
He's a war criminal. Yeah, it's like, oh, he gave a Werther's to Michelle Obama. That's such a mood right now.
It's, oh my God, this is me right now.
Wow.
Yeah, man, how fucking dumb are people? How stupid? I was like laughing about this today, as I was reading shit about like the...
Dude, how much do you and me just hate society?
We're just total outcasts. We're outcasts, dude.
We're both jokers.
Fucking Ronin.
It's crazy.
Fucking Ronin.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You just slid the DOS on Bill.
You never
saw
the DOS on Bill, dude?
No, I don't even want to see it.
Man. I had
white shorts,
I had nice clothes,
salmon polo.
Haven't went out for a while, so now I just have this.
Damn, you just outed him as an Asher Roth fan?
Yeah, well, you're talking to someone who on record. You're talking to someone who on record voted for Obama.
Dude, he was cool back then, dude. He was cool.
You got fucking tricked. I was a little kid and I knew that.
How could you get tricked?
I would have voted. I would have
always this woke, dude.
Okay.
I didn't even
I was like,
all right,
change, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
I was excited.
Spade was walking around his neighborhood with hope.
I got a Bush, a Kerry, and an Obama, dude. Sue me.
You voted for John Kerry?
I wish I could.
Yeah, dude.
I wish I fucking could.
Dude, I wanted the war to end.
So why you wanted the war to end?
Why are you here, dude?
God, that was back before. That was back before Red Pill.
Dude, don't get me wrong. 9/11 happened, and I was like, Bush, let's go. Okay.
Yeah,
and then after it went on, I was like, why are we in Iraq? I was like, this has to stop.
Kerry.
Yeah. All right, man.
Oh, they tricked you. The media got to you.
Well, it brings up a point that a lot of the former people that were. A lot of the tinfoil hatters, man, conspiracies against the government used to be the Democrats. They used to be like the Republicans.
Weapons of mass destruction,
WMDs.
That was a hot conspiracy.
Military industrial
that
complex.
Came true.
Oh, yeah.
weapons of mass destruction being fake, and they're like, yeah, my bad.
How sweet is that movie with chubby Christian Bale, dude? He's adorable.
What happened?
Vice.
Vice, dude. Bro. What a great movie, dude.
What is it?
The one with Vice.
Dick Cheney.
Christian Bale.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Dude, you want to become a Dick Cheney fan?
Watch
the movie Vice.
Oh, yeah, he's
You're supposed to not like him. Again, there's one point where he's, I don't know why I said it again. He's in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. Where he was from, and he's getting like DUIs and shit. He's getting in bar fights. He's like a fat piece of shit. And then he's working on telephone wires. He dropped out of Ivy League because he was a dickhead. Mm-hmm. And then his wife is like, "Are you gonna fucking become something, or am I gonna leave you right now?"
Damn.
And he's like,
pretty much every girl said that to me.
He's like, "Bah, I'll become something." Just controls the world. Just instantly for the sniz, dude. The Passad.
Yeah, he got Passad.
He got Passad hard.
Don't blame Iraq on Cheney. Blame it on his wife.
Yeah, on the Passad.
Think about the body count from that chick being from one chick. I want a bigger house.
That's the hive mind, dude. Yep. You want to talk about body counts? Look at old Bill, dude. He's just trying to get his D up.
Shit.
Bill's body count is old Bill in a dress, dude. What do you think of that?
Oh, dude. Well, imagine trying to.